So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors.
Hello, everyone. Today we're talking about The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, its second episode, The Star-Spangled Man. But before we get into all that, I want to talk about some things about the podcast's future. So in the last episode, I talked about what will come next. Either WandaVision, Cobra Kai, or Mandalorian. My group isn't big enough right now, and that may change by the time I get to the end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but I've kind of made executive decisions on what's coming next after all these shows. After this show, it's either WandaVision or Cobra Kai. After Men in Kilts, this one's not up for a vote. It's going to be Farmhouse Fixer on HGTV with John Knight. Now, if anybody knows me and knows my sister, and we're huge blockheads. So, you know, and he's from New Kids on the Block, John Knight is. So, yeah, I'm going to be covering Farmhouse Fixer when Men in Kilts gets done. And the big question is, what am I going to do with Outlander once I finish season one? I haven't really decided if I'm going to continue on into season two or take a break and cover Bridgerton or Poirot Dark. The future of the podcast, we still have loads more to cover in the current shows. So I just thought I would give y'all a heads up on it, where my brain is. If you guys do have thoughts, by all means, share. The best place to find me is Facebook, and I'll be sharing links at the end of this podcast. So, let's just get into this episode, though, because, you know, this is only the second episode of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, so, you know. The episode synopsis says that John Walker assumes his new role as Captain America. News that's not well received by Sam Wilson or Bucky Barnes. They meanwhile decide to team up against a rebel group headed by Carly Morganthau. So anyway, that's the synopsis. So in this episode, the first thing we see is, is the music playing. The original, that music was original to Captain America when he was doing his USS tour. When he first became a super soldier. So that was his music, but they were playing it, from a marching band. And I thought that was a little neat, but it is kind of an updated version. You know, you could hear a little differences. But bless this guy's heart. Okay. This guy, John Walker, you know, he was thrust into this, it feels like he didn't really, you know, he was picked because he had all these medals and all these awards and things, and it doesn't feel like he really had too much of a choice. I mean, he was probably ordered to take on being Captain America, but he tries, okay. But he is not Steve Rogers. He's just not. And I don't, like I said, I haven't read the comics, so I don't know the future of this guy or what's happening. But I don't get a good vibe from him. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's too young, too arrogant or something, but I don't feel right with him. Maybe it's just because he's not my Captain America, okay? But I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see in the future. But I'm not getting good vibes from him for some reason. I just got a little ahead of myself. I just realized. Let me tell y'all. Let me explain to y'all a minute how I do this podcast. What I do is I write notes. Or I write, you know, my intro notes and previously discussion notes. And then what I'll do is, and I write the synopsis and read that out. And then what I'll do is I will pull up the episode that we're talking about, which is Falcon and the Winter Soldier or whatever show we're talking about. I'll pull that up and I will have it paused and then I'll push play. Watch a little bit, talk about it. Watch a little bit, talk about it. So I just dived right into this episode and I started talking. So I forgot about the locker room scene. I didn't forget about it, but I didn't realize where it was in the episode. I thought it was after the introduction. I thought it was kind of, you know, not played in sync with how it came on. So anyway, because I do remember that marching band music, and I thought that was really cool, you know. Because usually when a Marvel movie comes on, right, we all know this, that it will show the Marvel logo with the music. And this episode, that's where the music was playing. So I just, in my brain, I thought that was the introduction to this show. So, but anyways, that's, you know, let's get back to the episode. They're in the locker room, him and his girlfriend, I believe she is. I'm not sure who she is, but I assume she's his girlfriend because they kiss and everything. I think they're high school sweethearts. And but anyway, she's talking to him, and I think she's trying to give him some luck or whatever about what he's fixing to do. And then she leaves, and then his partner comes in and is talking to him and everything. And this is why I get the vibe that he didn't have a choice in choosing to be Captain America because of the conversation that they have. But anyway, so it. Like I said, the intro comes on, and it's that cool music. Let me just take a second right here. I'm not going to dwell on all of this, but that music, I love it. I love all the music in this show. It's really good. I love scores in movies, especially the Marvel movies. They're really cool. So, but anyway, that's I've gone down a tangent. So, but anyway, back to the episode. So there he comes out onto the football field and he's talking to the news reporter. I think she's from Good Morning America, and she starts. I think he says something. He's humble about it, you know, about being the new Captain America and all this. And she starts pointing out all his achievements in life and things. And I think he's got like 3 Medal of Honors or something like that, which is the biggest anybody could ever be awarded. I mean, he's broke records anyway, and this is why he was chosen. Again, like I said, I feel like he didn't have a choice in taking the shield. He was chosen to take the shield. And he right here, I'm not sure. I feel like, because he even says in the interview, though, so this is why I'm not sure. But I think that he may have some kind of enhancement. I'm not sure, but because he says he doesn't. But again, this is where I'm having a little hard time trusting him. So, but anyway, he says he doesn't have any enhancements, and he's, you know, he says he's not Steve Rogers and all of this. And it pans out and it shows Bucky watching his TV, watching him talk. And you can tell that it bothers Bucky because he's talking about Steve Rogers and it being too familiar with Steve Rogers. And this, nobody knew this guy from Adam, you know. So it bothered me as well, you know, as a viewer. So yeah, you can tell that it's bothering Bucky. And then it shows Sam the Falcon with that other guy, his other little partner soldier, and they're getting ready to go on a mission. And Sam comes down the stairs, and Bucky is down there, and he starts asking him why he gave up the shield, you know, and all this. This is the first time that we see Bucky and Sam together since Endgame. So, and this is really, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is really their first, as a viewer and an audience, for us to see them interact together. Endgame is a little fuzzy to me, and I plan to I need to watch it. It's hard for me to watch because so much sad stuff happens, and but I do need to watch it to get caught up so I can better know the facts when I'm talking about this on the podcast. So I'm gonna have to force myself to watch that. But anyways, so Bucky and Sam are down there talking, and of course Bucky's upset that Sam gave the shield to the American people, and telling him that he shouldn't have done that. And then Sam is like, well, what do you want me to do? I can't call the government and get it back, I think, and stuff. So, and then Sam is kind of basically telling him that you can't make me feel bad for my decision on what I did. And then he said, besides, I got bigger things to worry about. And of course Bucky gets interested in that, what are you doing? And so he tells him his mission, on that he's trying to find this rebel group called the Flag Smashers. And but then he says something about, it's probably, because he mentions that he's a super soldier. There's a guy in the group that's a super soldier, and he says something about, it's one of the big three, and Bucky says, like, okay, yeah, who's the big three? It's either androids, aliens, or wizards. And so Bucky says, well, who do you think you're fighting now, Gandalf? And then, Sam asks him, how do you know about Gandalf? And Bucky says, well, I read The Hobbit back in 1937 when it first came out. And guys, I'm going to tell y'all something right now too. I am a huge fan of Lord of the Rings. I didn't particularly care for the Hobbit movies. They're good, but yeah. Maybe someday I will podcast about Lord of the Rings, because I could go on and on and on and on about Lord of the Rings. Just ask anybody that knows me. But anyways, that's why I was like, wow, they mentioned The Hobbit. They mentioned Lord of the Rings, it's awesome. So, but anyway, that's like I said, I'm going to go down tangents. And especially when something like that comes up, you got to talk about it. But anyways, so there he go. Bucky goes with Sam on this mission to find these rebel group called the Flag Smashers. So anyway, so they're in the plane, and they're having a stare down contest with each other. Like, they do that a lot in this episode. But anyway, Bucky asks Sam what the plan is, and he doesn't respond. And then, Sam goes to jump out of the plane, and he says, I have a plan, and he jumps out. And then Bucky asks, where is the chute? And they're at 200 feet, so it's not, it's not safe to have a parachute at that altitude. And and so Bucky gets up and says, well, I don't need it anyway. And the little soldier guy there says, are you sure about that? And he looks at him like, yeah. And he rips his sleeve off of his jacket and reveals his metal arm, and he jumps out. And then he's falling, and he falls really hard. And then Sam starts teasing him, because I caught all of that on camera. And but anyway, they go to this abandoned building, and they're looking for the bad guys. And Bucky is standing there staring, and of course Sam tells him, you're doing the staring thing again. And I want to take a minute. The reason why I bring this up is because I want to take a second right here. Sebastian Stan, you guys, okay. I didn't know this watching The Winter Soldier, Captain America and The Winter Soldier. And then I think he's in Civil War. I'm not sure. And then, of course, Infinity War and then Endgames. I never looked at this guy before like this, but I was watching another fan social media thing, and they pointed out, because they were covering The Mandalorian, and I'm not going to give nothing away on The Mandalorian. I'm just going to say that the guy that talks about the show, he said that if they ever wanted to bring Luke Skywalker into this franchise, and have young Luke Skywalker then they could use Sebastian Stan. And I was like, you know, I was like, nah, you know, at first. But then I looked it up, and I looked at this guy next to a picture of Mark Hamill back in the day as Luke Skywalker, and, you know, side-by-side comparisons. Like, there's a Photoshop out there, and I've just recently posted it in the Facebook group, but there's a photo out there of Sebastian Stan's face photoshopped on top of Luke Skywalker's face, and oh my god, y'all. So anyway, that's I just wanted to bring that up. He looks just like Mark Hamill did back, you know, in the original trilogy of Star Wars. But anyway, another tangent, but he does look so much like him. And he could totally pull it off. I mean, he could totally pull it off. But anyways, the reason why I bring it up here is because we get a lot of close-ups of Bucky's face. So, but anyway, so they're back to the episode. They're staking out this group, and Bucky wants to get, you know, go back, attack this group, you know, because he only sees like two guys there, but Sam points out that there's probably more than two guys, and so, I mean, he does point it out. There's like five or six of them, and so, you know, they hold back, and those guys hear him, they make a noise, and so they start packing up and leaving. And Sam sees a eighth person in the truck there, so they think they have a hostage, and so they take off. You know, they go after these guys, and Bucky starts running towards the semi there, and this guy can run, dude. I mean, he's fast. But anyway, he gets on the semi, he opens the door, and he sees that girl back there, and he's wondering if she's okay. Well, yeah, she's fine, you know. She knocks him out of the semi, Bucky Barnes, you know. So she's got to have some kind of super strength, I think, and I'm not sure, but I think this girl, Carly Morgenthau, I think she is the leader of this group, the Flag Smashers, but I'm not sure. She is somewhat important, of course. So they start fighting on top of the semi-trailer there, and Captain America shows up, and he actually, you know, he holds his own right here a little bit. And he throws the shield, and I didn't catch this on the first watch, and I don't know why. I don't know where my head was or what I was doing, but Bucky caught the shield, and then Captain America, you know, the new Captain America comes in and gets it, and but yeah, that was, I for a minute there, you're like, ooh, he caught it, you know, and you kind of wish he hadn't given it back to this new Captain America guy. But yeah, he gives it back. I mean, it's kind of reminiscent to what he used to do with Steve Rogers. So yeah, because I believe in Captain America and the Winter Soldier, the first time they fought, you know, Steve throws his shield at him and he catches it. So, you know, but anyways, after that, Bucky gets pushed off the top of the semi-trailer, and he's holding on to the bottom of the trailer, and he's right next to the wheel, and he's in trouble. And Sam, he flies down there and saves him, and they roll around in the flowers, and Bucky lands on top of Sam, and Sam's like, get off me, and so it goes back to the top of the semi, and, you know, Captain America and his partner are fighting these super soldiers, and you know, they do hold their own for a minute there, but they get bested, and this right here makes me question if this guy is got superhuman strength, but I think he has a little bit. I don't think he's as jacked up as these guys are, but I think he does have a little bit. This is why I'm not sure. But, because he does get bested by these super soldiers, so, you know, of course I'm talking about John Walker, so, but I'm not sure. And then, but anyway, it cuts to Bucky and, Sam walking down the street by themselves, And the new Captain America pulls up in the Jeep and is wanting to talk with them. And he's wanting to work with them, and they're not having it. I don't blame them. Trying to explain to them why he's worthy of working with them. And, you know, Bucky asks him, "Have you ever jumped on a grenade?" and all this. And he's like, "Yeah, I've proved myself," and blah, blah, blah. He had a helmet or something. But anyway, they start discussing what they might be dealing with, you know, the androids, wizards, or aliens. And, you know, Bucky and Sam say that they're dealing with super soldiers, which I'm kind of like, this is like one of those moments, like I was saying earlier about John Walker. He didn't realize he was dealing with super soldiers. It's because he's kind of equally matched maybe with these guys. Not, you know, but these are the things that make me question if he, what's up with him, you know? But anyway, he offers Sam and Bucky a ride, and they get in the Jeep there, and they're talking about the super soldiers and stuff, and maybe wondering what these super soldiers are up to, trying to make things go back to the way it was before the blip was reversed, I think. And so they're talking, and Sam wonders how they found the Flag Smashers, and well, they confess that that they tracked them through Red Wing, you know, tracked Sam and Bucky through Red Wing because it's government tech and all this. And you know, this is where the John Walker is a little arrogant. He's a little, I don't want to say a bad word here, but he's a little piece of work, okay? And I don't like him. And we get another one of Bucky's intense stares. So anyway, this whole conversation, what it all boils down to practically, is what they're wanting to team up with Bucky and Sam. And you know, they ask them questions of who they are. Sam and Bucky ask the guy and John Walker who they are. And this is where we learn more about John Walker's partner. He says his name is Will Hoskins, I think is what he said, and his alias is Battlestar. So this is when Bucky tells them to stop the Jeep, and so he can get out, and they get out, him and Sam do. And Bucky gets out first, and then Sam stays back. And John Walker says right here that he's not trying to replace Steve Rogers, that he understands who Steve Rogers and what Steve Rogers means to them, that he's not trying to replace them. He's just trying to be the best Captain America that he can be, and it would be a lot easier if he had Captain America's wingman, and that kind of bothers Falcon, so he gets out. So the next scene we see is the Flag Smasher group go into some kind of safe house, and they go in there, and of course this little guy that's, you know, welcoming them into this place. Anyway, and the girl gets a threatening text from somebody, and I'm not sure we know where this text is coming from. I'm going to assume that wherever they got the medicine that Bucky had found on the in the semi. So anyway, whatever they stole from them people, I'm going to assume that that's who is sending her the threatening texts. But anyway, and she's trying to unite her, you know, they have to erase their identities and all this, you know. And she says that the world needs to be like it was before the blip, you know. It needs to be one world, one people, and you know, there's no turning back, that they're all in this, you know. So, but anyway, and then it goes to in the next scene we see, it goes to Steve and Bucky back on the plane. And Bucky is wanting to take the shield, you know, steal it and take the shield from John Walker. And Sam tells him why that's a bad idea, you know, because, you know, him and Steve were on the run the last time they tried to steal the shield. And so Bucky talks to Sam, though, about there's somebody that he needs to meet. And so they show, the next scene they show is Bucky and Sam going to this, in this neighborhood, and they're going to see this guy. And he was a super soldier. He was someone kind of like Steve. He was a superhero, and but he was mistreated. We find out that he was, and they did tests on his blood and all that, and they really treated him wrong. And then so he tells them to get out of his house, so they leave there, and then they go outside and they're arguing. You know, Sam's wondering why Bucky or anybody never told him about I think the guy's name was Isaiah. And Bucky, of course, explains that he didn't want to tell anybody because he didn't want to bring attention to this guy, that he'd already been through enough. And they're standing there arguing, and then the police pull up and start treating, of course, Sam badly until they recognize who he is. And then they end up arresting Bucky because he had missed his court-mandated therapy. So he goes to jail. And so the next scene we see, they're in the jail, you know, they're at the jailhouse, and the therapist comes in and she introduces herself to Sam, and she needs to talk to Bucky. And Bucky has been bailed out, but of course we find out that the new Captain America bailed him out, and he tells the therapist that, you know, that Bucky needs to be done with all of this because you know, John Walker is wanting to work with Bucky and Sam. And so she does a quick therapy session with both Sam and Bucky, and they're sitting in there, and she starts to go through several exercises with them, and they have to get close and stare into each other's eyes, and they have the staring contest again. And that's kind of a comical moment because, you know, they have to get really close. And she tells them to stop staring at each other, you know, snap out of it. And they start talking about the issues that Bucky is having about, because he confesses that he's mad at Sam for giving up the shield, and because, you know, Steve gave that shield to him, and he was hoping that he would keep it, you know, and be the next Captain America. And of course, you know, Sam says that, you know, he doesn't have to explain why he did this. You know, he did what he thought he had to do. But Bucky is kind of hurt by it because, you know, Steve believed in Sam. And Bucky says that, you know, if he was wrong about Sam, then Steve was wrong about Bucky. And he doesn't want, you know, he has a lot of anger towards that, you know. So, but anyway, they end up parting ways. Well, I think Sam sits there and he says that, you know, they can work together, but, you know, but once this mission is over, they don't have to see each other again, and he walks out. And Bucky gets up to leave, and the therapist notices that he's still upset, and of course, he questions her about what was rule number two, and of course, it was not to hurt anyone. And so, but he gives her a look, and then he walks out. And then they're outside of the police station there, and Captain America is, John Walker is out there waiting for them, and he's still wanting to work with them. And John Walker has some information on where the Flag Smashers are, or intel on them. Anyway, they don't know where they are, but they have some information about them. And Sam and Bucky, they realize that it wouldn't make any sense for them to work with them because Captain America and his people are restricted with what they can do, but Bucky and Sam, they're free agents. They can do whatever they want, so it wouldn't make no sense for them to get caught up with each other. And of course, John Walker makes a threat to Bucky and Sam to stay out of his way. And so the next scene we see is the Flag Smashers. They're loading up a plane and some bad guys. And this is the people that I think are after this group that sent the threatening text to Carly Manthel or Morgenthau. And anyway, but there's a guy that stays behind to slow him down, and of course he gets killed. And they get away out of away with that in that plane. And it goes back to Sam and Bucky walking down the street talking. And Bucky says that he needs to go talk to somebody from Hydra. I know I should know this guy. But like I said, some of these Marvel movies are fuzzy to me. So I'm going to have to go back and watch those. Because I know we've probably seen this guy that they're talking about. He's saying that he's going to go talk with him because he knows all the secrets about Hydra. And it shows, it pans out and it shows the guy in the cell. And that's where the episode ends. And so it's going to be interesting. It looks like it's going to, the next episode's going to be quite interesting. But that's the end of this episode. And so I guess y'all stay tuned for trivia. Okay, so I have two pieces of trivia. The song playing for John Walker in the stadium is a marching band version of Star Spangled Man, the song written by Alan Menken and performed for Steve Rogers' USO tour during World War II. And remember, I said that at the beginning of this episode. That's pretty cool. I didn't talk about it in the episode discussion, but another piece of music that I found quite interesting, just personally, was, when that guy was trying to stop the other bad guys from getting the Flag Smashers, that music, that eerie music, I liked that. I thought that was pretty cool. So, the second piece of trivia I have is Mo's prison cell number is 2187. This is the same number of Princess Leia's prison cell in Star Wars Episode 4, New Hope. So, I thought that was pretty cool because, I pointed it out in our episode discussion that Sebastian Stan kind of looks like Luke Skywalker to me. So, it's neat that they put that in there. I don't know if they did that on purpose or what. But anyway, so that's all the trivia I have. Y'all stay tuned for news. I got a little bit of information from IndieWire. The Disney Plus roster of the Marvel Cinematic Universe television shows is continuing to expand. Loki will make the franchise's third television show on Disney streaming service when the 6-episode series premieres on June 11th. The show will precede WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which premiered on Disney Plus in January and March, respectively. So, and then something else, when I was looking up the Loki, some news about Loki, I actually made another discovery that has nothing to do with the news, but it's kind of a small world, guys, because Graham McTavish, he voiced Loki in the Avengers 8th Mightiest Heroes cartoon series, and I did not know that. So, of course, Graham McTavish, he's the star on the Men in Kilts show that I cover. And then, he's in Outlander, too. So, I thought that was really neat. So, that's all the news I have. Y'all stay tuned for listener feedback. So, I got one piece of listener feedback for you from Susan in the Facebook group. She says, John Walker does the best he can, but he's a poor substitute. Steve gave the shield to Sam. He should have kept it. Winter Soldier will have a hard time partnering up with anyone, I think, and he resents Falcon for giving up the shield, yet they need each other. The Super Soldiers is not surprising, but not good. And then apparently she doesn't really feel that the same about me about the music. She says right now offhand she's forgotten about the music. But yeah, I still appreciate your feedback. Thank you for that, Susan. That's going to do it for this episode. If y'all want to leave me listener feedback, you can on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @talkingabout FU1. And then my Facebook is www.facebook.com/groups/talkingaboutfunthings. That's probably, I'm going to tell y'all right now, that's probably where y'all can find me the best. I'm on Facebook like all the time. But another way you can also find me is my email address is talkingaboutfunthings@yahoo.com. And I have also opened up an Instagram where I post pictures that that relate to the episode I'm talking about on Instagram. And that's, of course, Talking About Fun Things. So, yeah, that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for listening to this long, this is pretty long episode, but anyway, y'all keep having fun.